Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show, the council member from Ward 2 in Washington, D.C. Our friend, I think I can say that. This is her second appearance now on the Grant and Danny radio program. That means she's a friend. Brooke Pinto is with us. Hello, Brooke. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Definitely consider me a friend.
All right. I like that. You are a friend of the program now. So you have been one of the real ones, as the kids say, that has been backing this stadium for RFK 2.0 all along from Ward 2. And now today's the big day where it looks like Chairman Mendelson reached an agreement with the team. So we were just talking to a reporter. He reached the agreement, not the city council. So it's different than knowing now that everyone's going to vote yes on this thing. So do you think we have enough yeses? What does this actually mean for the vote that's coming up on the 1st?
Well, today is a huge day. I do think that this deal reached is a reflection of the input of council members who have been involved in this process at varying levels. You know, I've certainly been involved in this deal every step of the way and have heard from members of our community with great ideas that they wanted to see reflected, whether that was before the mayor's announcement or the announcement today with those changes. So there are a lot of improvements to the deal, everything from getting parking revenue and sales tax revenue for the district, making sure that there are larger community investment funds for grocery stores and retail and housing. And so I'm really proud of this deal. And on behalf of the council, the chairman has secured an agreement. And I do think of that as the council reaching a deal today.
Councilmember, if I don't have a great way to quantify it, so just using my elementary brain here, let's say the original deal was a 5. What number now would this deal be out of 10, right? If the original one was a baseline that you liked or that several members of the council liked, what would this new one be with the quote-unquote improvements?
Well, I think what's so exciting about this deal is this is great for the district and it's great for the team. And so I really went into all these negotiations with that attitude that we have an obligation to secure the best deal possible on behalf of district taxpayers. And the team knows that they want to be here. It's good for the team to be in Washington, D.C. And so that made this negotiation and conversations over the last several months so much more fruitful because it wasn't a win-lose proposition. We really were able to put our heads together and generate a fantastic deal. And I think it was a good deal, and now it's an even better deal that district residents and fans should be really proud of.
Brooke Pinto is the council member in D.C. for Ward 2. The vote is scheduled now for August 1st. The agreement struck today, as we were told by Phil Mendelson. Now, you said he basically worked on everybody's behalf. Why does it work that way? I know I'm not in a government class here, but I guess I might as well should be. Why aren't all of you negotiating with the team? Why is it him? That seems odd to me, because if he strikes the deal, but then, like, you know, White or Felder or Allen or somebody's like, but still not good enough for me, and still votes no. Why isn't everyone involved in this negotiation?
Well, I think people were involved at varying levels. So, like, for instance, I have been involved in numerous dozens of conversations with the chairman, with my council colleagues, with the public, at community meetings, and with the team, and relaying all that as we were going. So it was a very iterative process. And so while the chairman kind of finalized the terms of the agreement on behalf of the council, which is common practice, he's the chairman of the council, it doesn't make sense to have an in-writing agreement with 13 different members. It is certainly reflective of all of those other conversations and negotiations that many of us have been having for many months. So for instance, you know, when I was at community meetings and heard from people who said, hey, the district should really get more of the revenue from these parking garages that were initially set to all go to the team, that was something that I was able to relay to the team and relay to the chairman as a priority. That is included. When I heard from the community a desire to make sure that we had job placements secured for returning citizens, that is now something that is secured in the deal. We heard from the community a concern of, hey, if the commanders are going to be investing in D.C., we want their offices to be located in D.C. and generate that revenue. And so that is reflected in the deal to have their senior offices relocated here. And so I do view this as a group iterative process. We all on the council have different constituencies, different stakeholders. Some have been very involved in the process. Some have been a little less involved. But generally, it's very common practice for the chairman on our behalf to finalize these types of agreements that will then ultimately come for a vote before all of us next Friday.
Councilmember, what was the biggest challenge in this process?
I think making sure that we stay on the same team. As I said, and I really believe this, that this is a great deal for the district and this is a great deal for the commanders. And as there are a lot of personalities involved, a lot of different opinions on the best path forward, it was really important to me to stay focused on that shared vision and shared benefit that I knew was possible in this deal. And so I'm really proud of where we ended up, but it was certainly a tipsy-turvy process over the last several months.
You said you think that this is going to work out. I mean, are there other potential obstacles? I just feel like Charlie Brown. Every time I get excited, the football gets pulled. Last thing we knew, Donald Trump was tweeting that he won't allow this to happen until they change their name, and they haven't changed their name. Like, could he still be a factor and a fly in the ointment here?
Look, I think that across the federal government, there is generally a recognition that having the Washington Commanders play in the nation's capital is a great thing. It's why such an important part of this process was getting the land transferred from the federal government to the local government, which is something we worked on for many months and finally secured at the end of 2024. And so I think that recognition is still broadly felt by the White House and by Congress. And I think ultimately their enthusiasm will be maintained for this happening. But look, the deal is not finished yet. We had this big announcement today. It is a big day. It's a great day. But we have to stay focused on getting this package passed and finalized. So the first vote is going to be next Friday, August 1st. And then we'll have the second and final vote on September 17th. So I feel proud of the terms of this deal. I feel that they are reflective of a lot of the concerns and ideas that colleagues have raised for weeks. And I've been working with the majority of my colleagues to hear from them what their concerns were and make sure those were reflected back to the team and to the chairman so that we can accommodate as many of them as possible, especially those that were great ideas that were going to benefit district residents. But now it is time to get this deal passed, and we all need to stay focused on it because it is not a done deal until the ink is signed and the law is passed.
What are the two different votes? I mean, if it passes or everybody says yes the first time, is there still another vote? What are they?
So in the district, all of our laws have to be passed twice. That's because we only have one called a unicameral legislature. So we only have one legislative branch chamber. So all of our votes have two votes and they're usually 2 weeks apart. Because we're right now on recess, we're not in a technical legislative session. We made an exception to be able to vote on our budget, which was delayed due to congressional action and to vote on RFK. And so we're having the first vote. Technically, like in any law, there are always opportunities for changes between the first and second vote. My hope is that this stays consistent because this is a negotiation that we had with the team and everybody negotiated in good faith. They had a lot of movement. So, for instance, the community benefit fund was at $25 million a couple weeks ago. They're now at $50 million of community benefits they're giving to the district. So that's just one example of a lot of places they have moved. I mentioned the parking and the sales tax revenue that the district's now going to be receiving. And so while I always remain committed to making sure that this is the best deal possible for district residents, I also want to make sure that we are good negotiating partners. And when we give our word that we are at a good place, that we vote on it and we get it passed.
Ward 2 Councilmember Brooke Pinto with us here on GND. Tip of the cap, Councilmember, to the casual use of unicameral. That was excellent. That was outstanding. That's how you get to be a council member. And we're just
that's
radio
a five
peons.
Syllable word.
Unicameral, as opposed to bicameral legislation, GP. We'll talk about it during the break. Again, help us with the process part of this, Councilmember, if you would. There are certainly opportunities for bits of discussion, right? As you kind of said here before this vote, et cetera. The team isn't, I guess, involved in those conversations now that you guys have as a council. So let's say a comma changes place, or a one becomes a two, or something. I'm not saying like giant major things that are different, but still the potential for some kind of adjustment might be there. And that would be kind of without the team's input. So what they agreed to isn't necessarily what comes out the other end of the printer, if that makes sense. Can you walk us through that process, how that would be resolved?
Sure. So ultimately, at the end of the day, this is legislation that we have to pass at the council. So it's not as though the commanders need to agree to every element that gets changed. But I will say the commanders are still very much involved. They've been in the building all day. I met with them just before this interview to go over additional things we're working on with them. The main thing that we announced today is the financing structure of how this is going to be paid, how we're going to make sure that the district is generating tax revenue from this deal. That was the announcement today that we're voting on. One of the pieces that we're still working with the team on is putting all of the qualitative agreements in writing in the term sheet. So for instance, when I talk about the need to have digital signage at the stadium so that if another team wanted to play there, we could easily put that up. I must admit, I grew up a Jets fan. So I grew up going to MetLife Stadium, which, as you know, has both the Giants and the Jets play there. And it's very easy for them to interchange because of their digital signage. And so I want to make sure that the agreement that I have with the team to have digital signage is actually reduced to writing and is part of what we're voting on next week. So that's just one example. We're working on, you know, metro access and dealing with additional traffic mitigation and a job training program that I'm working with them to stand up for our DC jail to get jobs at the stadium. All of these pieces are still being actively worked on so that they can be part of what we vote on next Friday. So the financing structure is mostly secured from the announcement that we had today, but the additional terms and the community benefits continue to be negotiated.
Would you be shocked if you don't get enough votes in a week?
You know, I really would be. I'm a former tax lawyer. I appreciate the numbers of this and how important our revenue generating opportunities are for our city. I took a look at this with a fine tooth comb, and I really feel very confident that this is an excellent deal for the city. This is an excellent deal for the team. I talk to people from all eight wards pretty much every day who tell me how excited they are about the team coming here and about the opportunity that this is going to create to revitalize this neighborhood that has sat vacant for 30 years. And I really can't imagine my colleagues voting against that future. I think it's something that they should be proud to be a part of. And I hope and expect that they will be. We are going to need eight votes to pass it because this...
We've heard seven the whole time. Is it now eight?
Yeah, so generally we need seven votes to pass a law, but a little too niche to get in here, but the way that our TAFA... It's a tax issue with our finance department that requires a two-thirds vote for a deal this size, and so we're going to need eight votes to pass it.
Does that count Trayon White, or he's not back yet?
No, it counts two-thirds of the members present, and so because there are 12, it will be two-thirds.
Wow. Okay.
I will say, though, that Trayon White is set to be sworn in on August 8th, and so, in theory, he will be part of the discussions for the second vote on September 17th.
This is the best. There's just so many moving parts to this thing. So he's back August 8th, like nothing ever happened. That's good for him. So he'll be there August 8th. And then is it still 8?
It would still be 2/3 of the council members present.
Okay.
Let's do some quick mathematics.
Make
there.
Sure that's
sorry,
still
council
eight,
member,
Danny.
Hold on.
Now we need 9 potentially?
8 divided by 13. That's 62%. That's okay. Short of.
So then we'll need 9.
Yeah.
After all,
so we
this
might. I'd have to double check that, but that sounds right. We might need 9.
So on the first vote, we only need 8, though. And then on the second vote, we would need 9. Because he's not back yet, walking in like, you know, $1 million. Then it's the second.
First vote, you need 8. That's right. For sure.
Okay, very good. And then, I mean, what I'd like to say, like, I know what I'm talking about. I don't know anything. And how could you? I mean, is it like this everywhere? I know you came up in the, you told us in like the Northeast, right? Like, is D.C. a little bit weirder than other places? Or is it like this everywhere?
Well, I have never been part in another jurisdiction of an economic development deal this large and this consequential. But, you know, I think there is always a lot of enthusiasm and ideas and excitement around teams relocating and the opportunities that can create. And so I continue to feel really grateful that we have such an engaged community on this, that we have a mayor and a council chairman who are focused to getting this done. And I'm going to stay laser focused on getting this deal across the finish line. We've got to get it done. We cannot get distracted, even though there are these procedural elements and challenges. I am not going to let up our effort, and we're going to work on this every single day until September 17th, and we can get this deal accomplished.
So there've been a couple times I've almost gone down to the wine cellar to get that celebratory bottle of champagne. I'm closing the cellar door now, and I'm walking back upstairs, and I'll just keep waiting, correct?
That's right.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A really great day, but it's not done yet.
All right, we got work to do. Keep chopping wood. We know you're swinging the axe. We appreciate it. Friend of the program, Brooke Pinto, thank you.
Thank you all.
You
can't
got
wait
it.
To see you again.
Yes, we're going to be there.
Absolutely.
We will be in your suite for the first game ever. We heard it from you, right, Brooke? That's what you just said.
That sounds like a plan. If I'm a friend of the pod.
That's a good point. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friends go to football games.
Friends do that.
With other friends.
That's what I'll see you 2030.
All right, let's do it. It's a date. Brooke Pinto, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
We appreciate you.
Bye.
2030. We know where we're going to be, Danny. You and me.
Yeah.
September 6th, 2030. It's us. It's Brooke Pinto. It's Meatballs in the Suite. And we're peering out. And I think it's going to be the New Orleans Saints that they're opening with for the first ever game at the new stadium.
You know what? I got to tell you, that feels right. I have no idea why, but it does.
It just feels right.
Yeah, doesn't it?
How wacky is that?
Yeah.
So we've been saying,
I told you, man.
Everyone's been saying 7 votes all along. Every single person, all the news reporters we have on, everybody. I've not heard 8 votes one time. It's actually 8 votes that they need. That is a big damn difference, by the way. I've been desperately trying to find a 5th. For a while.
Yeah, you're looking for 5 and 6, and lo and behold, you need to keep turning over those cushions for 6, 7, and 8.
Now, Mendelsohn's 5, it sounds like now, because if he struck a deal with them, it'd be pretty weird if he struck a deal, did the old jig like the grandpa and Willy Wonka and the Charlie Factory today, and then he just, the chocolate factory.
He said, nah.
And then he was just like, I'm not voting yes. So now I'm up to 5 yeses, okay? But I need 8. And then Trayon White, who's getting back on the I almost said the school board, but the city council.
Yeah.
After his, do you want to give a little update on what he went through, or who wants to do that?
He was booted off.
Yes.
Won the open seat, so the Ward 8 is currently vacant. It will not be vacant when he gets sworn in.
August 8th.
Yep.
And so then Trayon White will mean that they need a 9th vote. Now, maybe he's Mr. Commander. Maybe he comes in here and all he wants to do is get a new stadium.
We have no idea.
That would be beneficial to the cause. But then they need 9. I mean, that's 2 more.
I'm telling you.
Then we have been saying they need it all along.
This has been my point all along, man. And I lived here for a long time. I followed it pretty closely. I didn't even know that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I consider myself fairly informed when it comes to some of the inner workings. And I'm not some policy wonk on, like, you know, weird, like, podcast doing, like, a little daily dish on the city council. But I'm saying, I didn't know that. I thought it was 7. And no, it's not 8. Actually, now it's 9. Like, when did it become 9?